This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are waiting to get Roger Stone on board. In the meantime, in the break, Dr. Group had asked me, we were talking about the left pushing for impeachment. He was saying, yeah, they're clearly mad. Oh, do you really think they'll go for impeachment? And then he asked me, what do I think is going to happen in the next 60 days? I don't think it's necessarily 60 days. I think the time frame that I'm looking at right now is the 2018 midterm elections. Basically, I think that they either have a plan in place to impeach Trump, or they don't understand the epic loss they're going to take in 2018 because nobody's buying this anymore. So I do think they're going to continue with impeach, at least to try to delegitimize him as president. But if they don't do anything by 2018, they're done.
What do you think?
And I think they know that.
What are the positive changes you see happening in the next, let's say, 6 months?
I think the 2018 midterm elections are going to be great for the American people. I think that people are more concerned about politics now. They're more engaged. They're paying attention to these people. You've got people that are now actually fired up to run against some of the swamp creatures like Maxine Waters, who's going to be going against Omar Navarro, who's doing great work. You've got Shiva, a real Indian, actually an Indian from India in Asia, going against Elizabeth Warren, a fake Indian. These are people who want to make America great again. These are people who care about the American people and the districts they represent, not just their own pocketbook. So I think 2018 midterms elections are going to be great. And either the Democrats are so disillusioned, they don't understand the epic loss they're going to suffer there, or they really think that they can get Trump out of office before that and then on go with the deep state globalist agenda. That's what I think.
Sounds good. Do you think that we'll have a ramification of the tax bill or health care happening this year?
They keep putting the tax bill off. All of the victory laps that they took for the health care bill in the House is going to look foolish once it fails in the Senate. That's what I think. You ready to take a couple calls?
Yep, let's do it.
Let's go to Sean, who's got a health question for Dr. Group. Go ahead, Sean.
Yes. Before I get started, I just want to let you guys know, from here, you will witness the final destruction of the empire and an end to their final rebellion.
The force is strong in this one.
Yeah, you guys might also know me as Humanity on Planet Earth, but that's for another time. Right now, I'm actually looking into, I'm autodidactic, so I don't really go chasing around the paperwork from Harvard and all the other institutions. I'm a big fan of Mark A. Paseo, who actually got turned on from you guys, which his acronym, if you break his name down, comes out to MAP. I call him Mr. MAP because he really brought me to another level on a documentary called Jesus was an anarchist and Christians are statists. You guys got to check that out. It was really deep. But anyway, for Dr. Group, I have these cysts on my neck and I'm looking to heal myself and I'm looking to, into GCMAF, which I understand some doctors might have been getting murdered over, and it's very hard to get here in the States. And I was going to combine that with ozone therapy. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, GCMAF has been under attack now for probably about 4 or 5 years. It was incredibly...
Now, what is that? I'm not familiar.
It's a NAGLase. It works with the NAGLase enzyme in the body, and it's a way to regenerate and block any type of... Really, it was focusing on cancer cells.
They had to shut that down. That's a trillion dollar
industry. So NAGLase is an enzyme that's being restricted in the body, and GCMAF actually turns on the NAGLase enzyme, and they found that the NAGLase enzyme has very healing properties and actually prevents and heals tissue, damaged tissue in the body whenever the body recognizes that. There's been many doctors that have allegedly been killed because of their work with GCMAF. It's like the beginning of time when all of these cancer cures, these natural cancer cures, have been developed and implemented in systems over the last 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 years. And these doctors have mysteriously been gone missing. And I've even been attacked from our cancer clinic where we actually used ozone very successfully. So regarding your cysts, one of the biggest situations we find with cysts is iodine deficiency. So I would definitely do a lot of cleansing, repair the gut, multiple liver and gallbladder cleanses, and then look at the benefits of iodine for your cysts as well as DNA force.
We'll be right back with Dr. Group and Roger Stone on the other side.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so you're satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt it in a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. Owen Troyer filling in with Dr. Group. It's been a pleasure. It truly has been a pleasure, not just to fill in for Alex Jones, which was once a dream of mine, but to be on air with you, Dr. Group.
Yeah,
always
it's been
a pleasure.
Great.
And I got to remind you guys out there, Memorial Day weekend is coming up. Got to love Memorial Day, and you got to love the Memorial Day specials that are going on right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Check these specials out, folks. Honestly, these specials are so great, especially if maybe perhaps because of a financial situation you haven't been able to buy and try some of these products. Now is the time. The best specials we have seen at InfoWarsStore.com in a long time. We're about to be joined by Roger Stone. Is he ready to go right now, guys? All right. Hey, Roger, can you hear me?
Owen Troyer, great to see you. Great to be with you.
It's good to be with you as well, Roger. Well, what is on your mind today? We've covered the waterfront of news, and what is leading your stories right now?
Well, first of all, Owen, you show graphically why you are on the Mr. Stone's International Best Dress List with a killer necktie. I'm very proud. I'm very proud of you. I of course today am wearing this outfit, this hat, this terrific turtleneck, these shades. And when I wore it previously on InfoWars, a number of leftists attacked me, not understanding that it was a fashion homage to Bobby Seale, to Huey Newton, to the Panthers. I didn't like their ideology, but these guys looked great. You see, the problem with the left is they have no sense of style as well as no belief in America. There we go. You see?
Wait a second. I mean, yeah. Wait. Whoa. I've seen
classic,
Roger. I've seen Chunk Yogurt. I've seen Chunk Yogurt hosting the Young Turks. I mean, the guy is clearly put together with that suit he's got.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And I love watching you guys. I love. Here you go. You get another image. These guys had style, so it's a homage. Relax, leftists. Who?
Oh my gosh! Wait a second. A Donald Trump supporter paying homage to African American fashion? I can't
style.
Even.
It's style. This is all about style. Anyway, I've enjoyed this. I love the Doctor. You know, if I do a remake of Back to the Future, he is the guy to kind of play that part. And you guys are bringing unbelievable products to the InfoWars store. I mean, as you know, Brain Force for me is almost a requirement given the high pace of beating back the Senate and House Intelligence Committees in my demand to testify, keeping track of the Seth Rich murder probe, which we're going to talk about a little later, following the president's trip 9 days abroad, that troubles me some. 9 days is a long time for the president to be out of Washington. But the stagecraft, I think, has been generally good with a few problems we'll talk about. What interests me is the polling continues to show real intensity and support for those who back the president. See, they're not buying the mainstream media takedown, something they couldn't achieve at the ballot box, but they now seek to achieve through a deep state coup, a collusion indeed between the mainstream media and the left wing of the Democratic Party.
Roger, you know, I actually have a question for you. There is talks right now about the leakers from the White House. Is a very real situation right now. I think that everybody's kind of recognized that. The leaks magically stopped as soon as Trump took off, right after the New York Times and the Washington Compost published their smear pieces right after Donald Trump took off. But then the leak stopped. Now there's rumors that once Trump gets back to America, that some of these leakers have been identified and maybe on the way out. Do you have any intel on that?
Well, it is interesting that the leaking stopped when the president went abroad because, of course, perhaps the leakers were in the entourage. Perhaps those leakers are now back in Washington. We don't know for certain. On the other hand, there has been speculation in the newspapers that the president would bring in Corey Lewandowski and David Bossie as latter-day plumbers, guys in charge of finding the leaks. This is a terrible idea. First, I don't think either one of them could find their arse with both hands, as our friend Paul Joseph Watson might say. But secondarily, they're not attorneys. They have no law enforcement experience. This reminds me of G. Gordon Liddy and E. Howard Hunt. These guys will end up in jail. If the president wants to find the leakers, do what Lyndon Johnson did rather than Richard Nixon. Appoint a strong, independent law enforcement man or woman to head the FBI, someone like Ray Kelly, the former New York police commissioner, or someone like Judge Jeanine Pirro, and do this legally. There's awesome investigative powers in the Justice Department and the FBI. The law has been violated here. You see, the difference between Watergate and what we see going on with Donald Trump is there's no crime. Watergate began with a break-in. No one has yet proved the crime of Russian collusion, if that is even a crime. Brother Dershowitz says it is not. So what we're seeing here is an orchestrated takedown. And you have talked about this ad nauseum, and I salute you for it.
Yeah, honestly, it's getting I'm getting sick of it, to be honest. And I was talking about today, I can't even imagine if you're Donald Trump, a businessman who's worried about the bottom line, you're handcuffed. You can't stop this witch hunt that's wasting taxpayer dollars, wasting resources, wasting time, because you're handcuffed. If you do that, they're going to claim you're a Russian agent. So they handcuffed him there. But, you know, you just mentioned the new FBI director, who I'm sure is going to be announced sometime soon. We don't know yet, but it is a very important hiring, I think, for President Trump, because if he gets the right person in there who gets work done and actually wants to drain the swamp, I think that that gives President Trump a lot more operating room to get his agenda going without all of these false narratives being put out. But I'm just curious, was Joe Lieberman ever really being considered for this job?
Let's hope not. I mean, look, I'm from Connecticut. Joe Lieberman is a good friend of mine. We don't agree on much other than the fact that he was a better U.S. senator than Lowell P. Weicker, Jr., a Republican, better a snake in the grass than an asp in the bosom, although that's unfair to Joe Lieberman, who I do agree with on some issues. But his closeness to Senator John McCain and the fact that he's a rock-rib member of the Washington establishment, the two-party system that has brought this country to its knees, the president needs someone who is not a neocon, not political, someone who will restore confidence. The New York Times keeps reporting that the morale at the FBI is low. They cite no sources because it's false. I've talked to dozens of agents who believe that James Comey politicized the agency. There was no rhyme or reason to many of his stranger decisions. He declined to pursue the obvious crimes of the Clintons. So I agree with you. This will be a pivotal decision. I should mention, because we're kind of under some kind of cyber attack here, I'm relegated to the cell phone, but I would be remiss if I didn't mention the president's trip. I was very unhappy with the imagery of our president bowing down to get a medal from the Saudi king. You see, President Trump is a very tall man, and he's broad-shouldered and much. I blame the handlers. I believe those in charge of stagecraft. I blame Reince Priebus for putting the president in a position to have a photo that the Muslim world can now use as some kind of propaganda. Put the king on a riser if necessary. It's Advanced Man 101. I think that the president's staff has disserved him. I note to you that he did not bow to the Saudis when he was first introduced to them. He did not refrain from calling Islamic terrorism what it is in his remarks in front of his Saudi hosts. And many Americans, myself included, realize that a nuclear Iran is a problem for both of our nations. And while the Saudis did do play a double game, and they did finance the attack on America, we will have to bring them to account. But first, we must take care of the threat of nuclear annihilation from a bunch of lunatics in Iran.
Yeah, and I wish that Trey Gowdy was willing to take the FBI director position. Apparently he's not, for the reasons of the way he just grills other politicians, like the way he grilled Brennan last week. But, you know, it's interesting. I think that the reason why Trump went on this trip was to prove he wasn't an isolationist and that he's willing to take his message abroad, which I think that he did actually get those two things done. But Dr. Group actually had a question for me, and I'd like to hear your opinion on this. Do the Democrats really think that they can impeach Donald Trump?
Well, I think that there is a subset of the far-left Democrats, abetted by their compatriots in the mainstream media. You know, in the next segment, I expect to talk extensively about the many comparisons of what happened to President Richard Nixon, who was in fact taken down in a similar coup for similar reasons. Nixon was committed to peace, peace in Vietnam, peace with the Russians, peace with the Chinese. He cut a strategic deal for the limitation of nuclear warheads, opened the door to China. And the deep state was deeply opposed. Now Donald Trump stands up for detente and peace with the Russians rather than war over Syria. And we attack his patriotism and scream for impeachment. We'll get into that. In the meantime, Patriots. I just got my fluoride-free Bluetooth paste from InfoWars. This stuff is unreal, and I commend it to you in the fight for freedom. You can back InfoWars, back the fight against censorship, help us compete and grab the audience that's falling off of Fox News by the second as they, quote-unquote, move to the center. I'll be right back. You're at the right place. InfoWars. Many thanks.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I got hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $1,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required, and you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 5757. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer here momentarily as we're about to be joined again by Roger Stone. He's got more breaking news. But this is just breaking right now. Manchester bomber Salman Abidi's father and brother have been arrested and linked to ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Okay, so a pattern is forming here. Let's recall that the Manchester bomber traveled to Libya before this happened. And let's recall that we had multiple warnings from people, and he was known to authorities in England that he was indeed behaving strangely and may possibly do something like blow up a bunch of kids at an Ariana Grande concert. So now his fathers and brothers have been arrested and linked to ISIS and Al-Qaeda. So my question now is, and I'll bring this to Roger Stone, are the people in England and Europe finally fed up? Are they finally willing to do something, Roger? Are they finally willing to put aside political correctness and do something to protect their homeland?
Well, I think the people are more than ready, Owen. The question is not the people. The question is the elitist global leadership, globalist leadership of a number of those nations. I had dinner last night with Tony Fabrizio, probably the foremost Republican pollster in the country. He recently returned from France, where he was working with Madame Le Pen. The mainstream media there, like here, seeks to suppress popular sentiment. But I think in Germany, in France, in Belgium, the people are tired of swarms of Arabic youths pillaging, raping, assaulting, bombing, stealing, defecating in public fountains, destroying public property, turning over and burning police cars,
taking taxpayer dollars.
It is what is driving the reform across the country. It is what elected Donald Trump. It is what scored in the referendum in Italy not long ago. It is what gave us Brexit. It is it would have won France, but for problems that I think relate to the fact that the majority of French voters disagreed with the candidate who won. The majority of French voters, by large margins, agreed with Le Pen, but she was stigmatized, and the connection to her father, who she is not, but who retains very high negatives, I think, cost us that race, cost the forces of freedom that race. Well, I pray for the French people.
That is such an excellent point, Roger, and it can be proven because, look, we see people do this on the streets of America. You walk up to a Trump hater or a liberal, and you tell them all of Trump's policies, but you just say them, you know, kind of in passing or just in general, or say, hey, these are Clinton's policies, but you say Trump's policies, they agree with all of them. But yeah, it's the stigmatism, Roger.
It's the exact same phenomena that we have seen. Well, Owen, I want to talk about what I think is developing as the most interesting congressional race, perhaps in the country. Deborah Wasserman Schultz, right here in Florida, caught red-handed stealing the Democratic nomination from Bernie Sanders, busted by the people at WikiLeaks, the journalists at WikiLeaks,
fired,
published this sordid tale. Now, 4 years ago, Tim Canova, a Bernie Sanders supporter, challenged her in the Democratic primary, and he raised a significant amount from the grassroots to finish with a very strong 43%. In the end, Wasserman Schultz was able to win because she held on to the so-called condo commandos, who deliver a very large and essentially bossed senior citizen vote of older voters. She won among Jewish voters, Catholic Democrats, while her opponent won among progressives, liberals, people of color. Mr. Canova has indicated that he will have a rematch. Now, Carla Spaulding, a Haitian, a registered nurse, a woman of great character, has emerged to seek the Republican nomination in this district. And on June 10th, she headlines a rally outside the local affiliate, Channel 10. a non-censorship rally. So this is a race to watch. We're going to be following it very closely here at InfoWars because Deborah Wasserman Schultz deserves the challenge she's about to get.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Well, as Cary Grant might say, Julie, Julie, Julie Roginski. Wrong. You see, we do respect Seth Rich's parents' requests for privacy. Privacy is very important. But truth is more important. Now, let me say several things about the Seth Rich matter that need to be said. Many of you know the topic of Seth Rich has turned radioactive almost overnight. The amount of energy being expended by the left to bury this issue and to end any questions and to try to chop off the legs of anyone associated with it is obvious. Suddenly, the topic is supposed to be off limits. Now, there is a good bit of information out here that is disinformation. A email of John Podesta where he is quoted as saying, let's make an example of the leaker, and relating that to Seth Rich is a trap, in my opinion, because that email was addressed at a much different time to Joel Benenson and Robbie Mook back in February of 2015. It had to do with potential members of the Hillary campaign in the finance department who were quoted in the press. This, I think, was used to discredit certain critics on the Seth Rich question. I don't base my suspicions about Seth Rich on this email. The important thing to remember is this. Mr. Rich headed a division of the DNC. He was not a low-level IT employee. He was in charge of the division from which documents very clearly were purloined or hacked or turned over and showed up on WikiLeaks. None of the accuracy or the authenticity of those documents has been challenged by the mainstream media. When we learned that the D.C. Metropolitan Police did not question the bartender or any of the employees in the establishment where Mr. Rich was last seen, when we learned that they did not request the security camera footage, when we learned that a DNC crisis manager and fixer is now, I believe, still working for the Rich family, when the Washington Post, the official house organ of the Central Intelligence Agency, the voice of the two-party duopoly of neocons that have taken this country down the crapper, tells us that we can't question what happened out of respect for the family's privacy, well, as I said earlier, as much as I have sympathy for anyone over the loss of their son, the truth and where it leads is a key question. Mr. Bauman, who is representing the parents, according to some, is an unwanted interloper, while others believe that he is assigned to handle the Rich family. Bauman is a professional Democratic crisis public relations consultant in Washington, D.C., and has been a frequent critic of Donald Trump. Well, well, it is interesting that the DNC has taken little public action in trying to track down Mr. Rich's killer, but now suddenly they're committing to stopping and dedicating resources to the cover-up and attempts to make this story go away. And while calls from Seth's family for respect should be heeded, it is also safe to say that his family, above all, should want to know what happened on that fateful night when he was murdered, taking three in the back. It is only natural for his family to want to know what really happened. We are in a situation in which Kim.com put forward a nothing burger, now a founder of Mega Uploads, a notorious hacker, with a website famous for distributing pirated versions of copyright works. In 2012, the federal government, in tandem with several other agencies of international law enforcement, raided Mr.com in New Zealand, where he had been living, arrested him, and seized all of his assets. Since then, Kim.com has been fighting extradition to the U.S., and just this past February, he lost his last New Zealand appeal. He's now being processed for extradition. It is entirely possible that Kim did not do himself any favors by injecting himself into the Seth Rich narrative and debate. Sadly, he has offered no new revelations, backed by substantial proof last week, and over the weekend, he sadly revealed he has nothing of substance to add to the vital search for who murdered Seth Rich. except for some secret information that he now says he will only provide to the FBI director, former FBI director, new special counsel, Mr. Mueller, in exchange for immunity and safe passage from New Zealand to the USA and back. I fear that this was a ploy to get another chance at fighting his case here in the United States, while a free man living the high life and not in a federal prison cell. I was sorry to see Sean Hannity and others in the alternative media community buy into what was most likely a ploy, which had the net effect of distracting the American people from the inexorable need to know whether Seth Rich was assassinated for political reasons. The British diplomat Craig Murray, a man of impeccable integrity and excellent reputation, says that he was in touch with Rich and that Rich passed to him certain documents in a parking lot near American University in Washington, D.C. It is also notable that Mr. Rich had, without any question, access to the material in question. Donald Trump must tell his FBI director, a person who should be of non-political background, a law enforcement person, a man or a woman who will put politics aside and get behind the effort to take this investigation from the Metropolitan Police of the District of Columbia and conduct it in a professional manner in which no stone is left unturned. We have seen the private investigator initially hired by the Rich family. He is an African-American of excellent reputation. His contacts within the D.C. Metropolitan Police are first rate. He is correct in my view that Rich's computer, his PC, contained evidence that he was in touch with WikiLeaks. Fox is a conundrum of boiling internal politics. You see, the Murdoch sons would like Fox to become the Sky Channel. And thus, Fox backed off what I believe is indeed an accurate early report that some 40,000 documents went from Mr. Rich to WikiLeaks. I believe Sean Hannity knows it too. And I'm disappointed that Fox has undercut one of their leading conservative commentators and a staunch supporter of President Trump. Indeed, we are only beginning the question of Mr. Rich and who murdered him and why. I'd like to know. Wouldn't you? Meanwhile, the president is abroad. Now, a 9-day trip, I think, is another example of poor staff work by the people around the president. Just the same, the stagecraft is good, and the president is having a most successful trip. When he returns, he will be confronted again with the partisanship at a fever pitch, and many on the both sides of the aisle seeking to get their mugs on TV with false accusations of treason and collusion with the Russians. This past week, I complied with a U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee request for documents. I turned over all documents regarding a very specific issue area pertaining to Russia. I have it on good authority that Paul Manafort, the campaign chairman for Donald Trump, did the same. And I reiterate my desire to testify in public before the Senate or the House committee. See, it's time for the Feinsteins, the Frankens, the Warners, And on the house side, the Schiffs, the Swalwells, the Spires, to put up or shut up. Don't accuse Paul Manafort or Roger Stone of treason. We may be tough and sharp-elbowed partisan political operatives, but we are not traitors to the United States. And the insinuation that we are rankles against your constant phony claim for civility in politics. And it will not be tolerated. Now, General Flynn may choose to plead the fifth. That is not in our system necessarily proof of guilt. And the general's legal strategy and his public relations strategy, a bit of a mystery to me, I must say, is up to him. But as for me, I want to address the fake question of whether I knew about John Podesta's emails being hacked in advance, a lie proven to be a lie by factcheck.org, hardly a right-wing organization. I want to dismiss the question of whether I had specific advanced knowledge of the content of the incredible information that WikiLeaks dumped on the American people, indeed the world, in October. The idea that I colluded with Assange, the idea that Assange is a Russian asset, the idea that Guccifer 2.0 works for the Russians, is intelligence agency Obama appointee poppycock nonsense. I say again, when the agencies use the word assessment, let your BS detector go up. That means they know nothing. That means they are telling you what fits their narrative, not necessarily the truth. And I applaud the appointment of a special prosecutor. I have grave reservations about Mr. Mueller and his wife, a high-powered attorney, who have obvious connections to the Clintons and other power players in this drama. I am hopeful Mr. Mueller can run an impartial investigation. He did, after all, tell George W. Bush that his metadata collection program violated the U.S. Constitution. We are at a crossroads where the parallels between former President Richard Nixon and Donald Trump are indeed manifest. You see, Nixon ended the war in Vietnam. He opened the door to China. He reached a strategic arms limitation agreement with the Soviets. And we now know that the Watergate burglary team was infiltrated by the CIA. We know that the judge in the Watergate burglars case, John Sirica, was meeting ex parte with Watergate Special Prosecutor Archibald Cox and Leon Jaworski. We know that the Washington Post was well aware of a complex Pentagon spying operation inside the Nixon White House, where documents were being purloined from National Security Advisor Henry Kissinger and the president, copied and sent to Admiral Thomas Moore, the head of the Joint Chiefs, in violation of law. We know that Richard Nixon was taken down because he was a peacemaker. Now, yes, he gave them a sword. There is no question. But Donald Trump, who has roused the passions of the silent majority and the forgotten Americans like no president since Richard Nixon, is now under assault from the same deep state sources. The FBI, the CIA, the Washington Post, and the political intelligentsia manufacturing lies. The president disclosed classified information to the Russians about ISIS using laptops for bombs and getting them on planes? Well, I believe that appeared in 100 newspapers across America. That story is a fabrication that is meant to discredit the president. And then there's the New York Times. All the news that's fit to print, embellished with a left-wing tint. Mr. Comey has a memo saying the president tried to impede his investigation. Who has seen such memo? Oh, a person told a reporter on the phone and read from it. Bourgeois. That's journalism? No, that's a hit piece by the New York Times to take down and destabilize Donald Trump because he challenges the globalists and the New World Order. I'm Roger Stone. You're at the right place at InfoWars.com. Help us in the fight for freedom. Go to the InfoWarsStore.com and look at the incredible First Amendment-oriented T-shirts. Yes, Donald Trump, Trump Pence 2020. Donald Trump is my president. And, of course, the iconic iconic Bill Clinton rape T-shirt featured in Time magazine, put on the map by Alex Jones and the Patriots here at InfoWars. You can both help us in the fight for freedom, and you can beat back the war of censorship being launched against us by the tech left and their buddies in the Democratic Party by going to the site and ordering these fine products today. I'll be right back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Today we call it bone broth, and for thousands of years our ancestors enjoyed its benefits before it became lost to our modern diets of processed junk. We are now introducing Caveman by InfoWarsLife.com, the ultimate in true paleo nutrition with bone broth, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, and 7 total primal superfoods in a single great-tasting formula. Caveman. It's those people living in the wilds having to actually build civilization that are our superior ancestors, and we need to do everything we can to recapture that. Everyone knew that you used all the parts of the animal. You used the meat for sustenance, the fat for cooking, but you used the bones for strength. From the outside structure full of minerals and key cofactors to the marrow that produces the blood for the body, this is the engine of the life essence. I'm a long way from the caveman my ancestors were, but I'm sure as hell trying to get back to that essence that made us what we were, and this is a big part of it. I know you're going to want to check out Caveman Ultimate Paleo Formula for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Roger Stone.
Now I'm a shackles.
And that is your genuine roots music, the blues of the Delta. Great stuff here at InfoWars.com. Again, I want to let patriots and freedom lovers across South Florida know about the rally, which is June 10th here in Fort Lauderdale. We have the information we're going to put up on screen here for you for a moment. Now, the purpose of this rally is to demonstrate for against the efforts by the tech left to censor patriotic Americans and alternative media outlets, which are being today are all universally under assault. We are seeing the tech left monkeying with the algorithms of InfoWars and Breitbart and the Stone Cold Truth.com and StoneZone.com. The liberal fascists are orchestrating a conservative an attack on conservative leaders like Alex Jones and Bill O'Reilly and others in an attempt to censor us, in an attempt to silence us. You see, they can't argue on the merits, so they drop back to Stalinistic censorship, the kind of tactics used, well, I would say by Adolf Hitler, but we have a saying, when you invoke Hitler in an argument, you're losing it. So we won't go there. I also want to point out that I will be headed to Austin. But before I go, on the 29th, I headline a online Skyped appearance for John F. Kennedy's 100th birthday. That's this Memorial Day, starting at 9 a.m. Pacific time. And we have an incredible all-star lineup of alternative researchers and other experts on the Kennedy assassination, the last deep state takedown of a president, the first one, really, before Richard Nixon, and exactly what, in a different form, the critics of Donald Trump may have in mind. I pray for the president's safety and that of his family every day, and you should join me in that. Again, I'd like to pull up the details for the June 10th rally, if we may, because it's important to have a turnout of patriots. It is at the important juncture in the fight for freedom. And as I indicated, Carla Spaulding, the dynamic Republican candidate for Congress here against Deborah Wasserman Schultz, will speak. We will put this up online. We seem to be having a technical issue regarding these terrific details. But join us June 10th. Mark it on your calendar. You can go to stonecoldtruth.com to get the details of where and when you must mass to help us mount a voice against censorship, against the tech left, against twisted little freaks like David Brock, who use their bots to try to silence us in the fight for freedom and a free press, the First Amendment. Make no mistake about it, folks. When InfoWars and Breitbart and the Stone Cold Truth and Daily Caller are under siege, it is a fight to strangle the movement that elected Donald Trump and can make America great again. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for Alex Jones, and let me say, fight the power.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.